Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. Lezivig for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, for Shlema for Yoav and Sora, the Mordechai Ben Sora. And the Nishmas, Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and the Isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoyach. With Shavuos approaching, we're already holding in the Shlishis Mei Hagbola, I thought it would be kedai to refer to a maybe not so well-known, maybe well-known comment that we find in the Bir Hagro on Mishlei. It's actually in Perek Chof Beis. Posuk Yutes. I'm sorry, yeah. Perek Chof Beis, Posuk Yutes. And the Goyin writes over there that Iker Nesinas HaTorah LeYisrael Hu Kedesh Yosimu B'tchoinam B'Hashem. The Iker of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was for the purpose that they should place their trust, to place their bitochon in Hashem. And he continues, Ki Iker HaKoyil because the ikar of everything is total bitochon, who klal kol hamitzvos, and this is the klal of all of the mitzvos. And therefore, I thought it was important to maybe to see if we can't present or develop a bit of a new insight into the midas habitochon lichvoid the chag haShavuos, where the nesinas haTorah LeYisrael, according to the goyin, the ikar thing was because of to increase bitochon, because bitochon is the klal of all the mitzvahs. There is, by the way, I just want to mention for those that are interested, we just published, actually just now, a guidebook to developing a meaningful relationship with Hashem, published by one of our projects, the Eliezer Institute. This is what it looks like. It'll be appearing in some of the shuls. Won't be every place. Anyone who wants it could contact the Priority One office or the website, and we'd be happy to send it to you. The website is priority-1.org, and the number is 516-295-5700, free of charge. So here's some interesting insights into Bitochen. But I would like to share with you today another insight, which I think is a little bit different from what we've been used to until now. The Goyin writes, this happens to be in Perek Chof Hei Posuk Tesvov, Posuk Be'erech HaPayim Yifuto Kitzin. He says there's two types of tefillah, and there's two types of approach to bitochen. He says one is the more traditional one. A person asks for himself something, he wants something for himself, and he's turning to Hashem to provide it for him. He's relying on Hashem that he should, in fact, provide it for him, that he will, in fact, provide it for him. But there's a concern. If I'm asking you to provide for me, then in order to have the full bitochen or interfering with that full bitochen, I'm afraid maybe I'm not worthy. Shema gora machet. And if I'm not worthy, then you may not provide. And that is an interference in bitochen that we have to overcome. How we overcome it? Well, we focus more on the chesed Hashem, and just something happens within that we begin to feel that even though I may not deserve it, but Hashem in His infinite wisdom, I'm counting on Him to grant it to me, despite the fact that I may not deserve it. Okay, that's one approach to bitochen. He says there's another approach. He says, and that is the approach, I'm not asking in my name. I'm asking in the name of Hashem. I'm asking I'm asking for the chesed Hashem. I'm asking for His rachamim. I'm asking lema'anoi. I'm asking because He's molei chesed racham. And he brings the famous line that we say in Nishmas all the time, hadheinu azrunu rachamecho. That which you helped us was only because of your mercy, not because we deserved it. that didn't forsake us was only because of your chesed and not because of we deserved it. He says, and therefore we are sure that you will not forsake us. Because if what you did until now was for us, and because we deserved it, or based on our track record, maybe we don't deserve it anymore. But if what you have done in the past and what you continue to do is chesed v'rachamim, that's forever. And that is not affected by Hashem Agorim Achet. What does it mean? Well, it seems as possible that a person looks to Hashem and says, you know, I may or may not be worthy, but that's irrelevant because I'm not asking you to give me anything on my merit. I'm not asking you to consider my merit. I'm asking you one thing. You are lemancho, I say, imonu tzoko v'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do tzoko, you do chesed, you do rachamim. That's your thing. That's your essence. That's what you're all about. Keil melech chanun v'rachum otor. And the mele, I'm invoking that. It has nothing to do with me. Of course, I'm asking you to grant something that I need or that I want. But that's not the point. The point is I'm asking you in the name of your chesed. It's almost as that's what you do. That's what you do. That's your thing. That's you. You do chesed and rachamim. You do tztoka. I say imonu tztoka v'chesed. Ein bonu masim. We say it right. I say ein bonu masim. I say imonu tztoka v'chesed v'yishenu. And when we ask in the name of tztoka v'chesed v'rachamim, then there is no fear of Shem Agorim Achet. Because my spiritual level becomes irrelevant. Because I'm just asking you to do pure chesed for your sake. Because you do chesed. Because you do rachamim. And that makes no difference what I am. In fact, Chazal say, even a rosho who beteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy mevenu. Even a rosho who puts his trust in Hashem will be surrounded by chesed. And we're asking you, we're trusting you to do because that's what you do. You just do chesed chinom. You do rachamim. You do tzoka. And that's what the focus is. And therefore, the fact that I may not be worthy becomes irrelevant to the issue. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Because we're talking about Hashem doing it leman shemecho, asei leman shemecho, asei leman rachamecho horabim, asei leman chasodecho, asei leman tzidkosecho, and not because of anything that we may or may not deserve. And therefore, we become irrelevant to the request. And therefore, the Shem Agorim Achet, the fear that maybe not, so it's irrelevant whether you deserve it or not. We're asking Hashem, and we're counting on Hashem to do chesed because that's what he does, irrelevant of what we are, on where we are, who we are, what where we're holding. That's very interesting. The Goyim brings a raya from the Zohar, because the Zohar learns pshat by Avraham Avinu. He says, by vehemin b'Hashem, Hashem promised him what's going to be his osid, mekwal Yisrael, and so forth. So it says he believed in Hashem. And it says, so the Zohar says he believed in Hashem and he didn't have any fear. He wasn't afraid that maybe he wouldn't be worthy or maybe his children wouldn't be worthy for this promise to be mekuyim, because he considered it tzedokah. He considered this promise not based on his worth, not based on his worthiness, not based on his deeds, not based on the deeds of his children, but this is purely Hashem's midas hatzdokah. And the Goyin Taka learns that midas hatzdokah means giving us beyond what we deserve. That's what tzedokah is. Just like the only that you give tzedokah to doesn't deserve it by any means. He didn't earn it. You choose to give it to him even though he didn't earn it. That's the mitzvah. It's your mitzvah to give, but you choose him even though he didn't earn it, and that's what tzedokah is. And that's he says that's the right to this concept that it's irrelevant who I am, which really is a tremendous chizuk in the midas habitochon, because the fear that we all have in bitochon is maybe I'm not worthy. Shem Agorim Achet. And but if we can focus the bitochon completely extraneous of ourselves, yes, the bitochon is what I want to bring me what I want. But the focus is only on Hashem, bechasodov, beracham, berachov, berachamov, betzidkoisov. That's what he does. It's on his midah of chesed and rachamim that I'm relying. Lochein anachnu betuchim shal titchinu lenetzach. There we are certain that he will not forsake us because it has nothing to do with us. And I guess to take it one step further is when we look back and we see that everything Hashem does is chesed v'rachamim, and it's not because we deserve, because we cannot imagine ourselves, our generation, and our history that we were deserving of all the good that Hashem has done, of the miracle of survival of the Klal Yisrael, of the miracle of the Torah being continued to be passed on from generation to generation, of the miracle of the revival of the yeshiva world, of the Torah world, after the churban that took place, that decimated the Olam HaTorah. And he said, Nisim Gluyim, the magnitude of which Yankov swears by his life, can only be paralleled by Yitzias, are greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsu. Memela, that it's a portion of the thing. We see Hashem conducts the world with chesed, rachamim, tzedek, tzedokah, rather than just giving us what we deserve. Ish kafi drochov, ish kafi masov. If that's the case, whether we're worthy or not is irrelevant, because it has nothing to do with the way Hashem acts, and it has nothing to do with the focus, I guess that's more accurate, with the focus that we have on Him. Our focus on Hashem is only on the fact that He does chesed chinom. He does chesed, He does rachamim, and that's all there is. And I think this can really help us that when we're struggling with the midas habitochon, and we're worried that maybe I don't deserve the things that I want, well, then we should not be focusing on us at all. I want what I want, but I want Hashem to bestow it with His chesed and rachamim. And that knows no limitations, that knows no worthiness, that knows nothing, only chesed and rachamim. I think that can help us to enhance the midas habitochon in so many different ways. There's another midas habitochon, which I think it's kedai to mention as we approach Shavuos. We say it actually every day in Avo Rabo. We say, Avo Rabo Havtonu Hashem Elokeinu. You loved us with abundant love. Chemlo gedoy leviseiro chamaltu. I mean, have great rachmonis on us. Ovino malkeinu. Bavur Avo Yiseinu shebotchu v'cho atalamdim chukichayim. In the merit of our Ovois who trusted in you and you taught them chukichayim, you gave them the Torah and taught them chukichayim, came to choneinu uslamideinu. So you should be gracious to us and teach us. It says, seems to say in the Avo Rabo, Anshei Knesset Gdolim u'Mesadei l'Nusach, that the pshat is that he taught us the Torah. Why? Because of the bitochon that we had in Hashem. Bavur Avoseinu shebotchu b'cho v'talamdim chukei chayim. Otherwise, what's he mentioning? Shebotchu b'cho. Botchu b'cho v'talamdim chukei chayim. That's why, because they were botchu b'cho, we taught them chukei chayim. Came to Choneinu, Islamdeinu, teach us. And the Meforshim discuss what is this Botchu B'cho referring to. Some say it refers to Lechtech Acharei B'Midbo, following Moshe Rabbeinu into the Midbo, Eretz Lo Yizaruah, without preparations. They didn't bring along food. They didn't. And just going into a Midbo Shmomo, not knowing what's going to happen, but trusting. And they didn't say Eich Neitzil HaMidbo there and so forth and complain about it. They went. That's one, they trusted Hashem. Hashem said, follow me into the Midbar. It's the other one that Meforshim says, Hikdimu Nase L'Nishma. They said Nase even before they knew what the Torah was. They said, first we will do, then we will find out what it is you expect of us. They were Mekabel, Malchu Shomayim, even before they knew the extent of the responsibilities of the mitzvahs. And I think that for us to be mechadish, a new sense of Kabbalah HaTorah, a new level of appreciation of Kabbalah HaTorah. I think that the bitochen of Lechtech Acharei B'Midbar is a little bit difficult today, but the bitochen of Naaseh V'Nishma, we trust Hashem, we do everything Hashem says. And sometimes, even though it seems that it's going to cost us, or it's going to hurt us, or it's going to be trouble for us, but not shaykh. We do what Hashem. We follow Hashem. We say Naaseh V'Nishma. Whether we know a little more than they did because we have the Torah already. But whether we know, whether we don't know, we have to trust Hashem. And a person who dedicates his or her life to Shmiras HaMitzvos, to Limud HaTorah, to following the Darkei Hashem. Under all circumstances, that's maybe the greatest expression of our bitochen. We're trusting Hashem. We trust Him through thick and thin. We trust Him despite the fact that sometimes certain other approaches or plans in violation of the Darkei HaTorah might seem more appropriate, more beneficial, more fruitful. We trust Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able, through this Shavuos, in preparation for and in observance of, to grow in the Midas HaBitochen, to be Makabel, the Torah, Benaseh, Benishma, to have that ultimate trust in HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And when we say, tells us that means because we're expressing our trust in Hashem, and therefore we will not be embarrassed because we put our trust in Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We should have a wonderful Yontif, and it should be an inspiration in Kabbalah Satorah and in Chizuk in the Midas HaBitochen. We should be Zoicha Bikoroi Biomeinu Legula Shleimo.